So I want to just rehearse for about 10 minutes some of the things we talked about last week in case you weren't here. But, you know, sometimes it's good to go back and remember the things that we've learned in the past. Because the Bible says if we're not careful, we will let them slip. Remember that? We'll let them slip. I believe the Hebrews book of Hebrews says that. And so it's good to go back and be reminded because we might be letting some things slip, and it's okay. It's okay to just, you know, we heard that years ago, and we really know that, but we've let some of the things slip. For example, we talk about how we're healed by the stripes of Jesus, but you know, there's also a little bit more that goes with that. I know I'm healed, but how many knows I have to declare the word of the Lord? I have to speak the word of the Lord. I have to say by His stripes, and I'm telling you what, yesterday morning at the campground, laying on that bunk, I cried out on top of my voice, God, I know I'm healed by the stripes. Nobody was there to hear me, but I was saying, Lord, I know I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I know the blood of Jesus has redeemed me, and we just went on and on. But listen, you got to do that sometimes. You can't just know in your knower. The Bible says you decree a thing, and it will be established. And so I want to talk to you about divine favor, because we need to be reminded about it. I've heard all kinds of messages on the favor of the Lord. You have heard people preach on it. I've preached it many times in the favor of the Lord. Darlene's preached on the favor of the Lord. But we just need to be reminded that when we see the favor of the Lord, we need to declare the favor of the Lord. And that's what Gary did. That was the favor of the Lord. And somebody paid for their meal, and you just say, that's the favor of the Lord. We're going to talk about that a little bit this morning. Now, how can I say I have the favor of the Lord? Because I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of Almighty God. He's my heavenly Father, and I have the favor of God on my life. You don't have to worry about having it if you don't believe you have it. It's not going to chase you down unless you believe you have it. Amen? And so it's not enough to just know it, but we have to decree it. And so the favor of the Lord doesn't negate the famines in our life. The blessings of the Lord doesn't negate the little problems that we have in life. There are trials. There are tests. There are things to go through. And in this day and age, I know Josh Pennington preached an awesome message Friday night and Saturday morning. And one of the things he said was that just because you're a Christian, you know, and you're a believer and you're confessing the word doesn't always mean it's going to go that way. But what we do is we build our faith as we speak it out. Faith comes by hearing, so we hear ourselves say it. Faith arises, and even though there's a complication or a block in the road, it doesn't stop us. We just keep going forward. We don't quit every time there's a problem. Daniel was in captivity for 60 years, Babylonian captivity, and went all through all kinds of stuff, but he never did quit serving God. The Bible says he was found faithful in all things. And it wasn't always easy for him. And we can say we have the favor of the Lord, but that doesn't negate the difficult times you're going to have. And if that rubs the cat the wrong way, let the cat turn around, because it's the truth. Amen. There are times in our life that we have the favor of the Lord, but it's cohabiting with the famines in our life. And I said last week that everybody has some type of famine that you're facing. It may be an emotional famine. It may be a financial famine. It may be a relational famine. It may be just some kind of a mental famine. We've all go through famines, and I'm glad you didn't say amen when I said mental, okay? But we can learn to turn our favor on the famines. And remember the story I gave you out of the book of Genesis where the Pharaoh had a king. They had Joseph came up and interpreted the dream. There was going to be 7 years of good, and then there was going to be 7 years of famine. There's going to be seven strong cows, and there's going to be seven weak cows. And you remember the story. I won't go back for sake of time, but remember Joseph interpreted that dream and said there's going to be seven good years followed by seven bad years. And Joseph said, if I were you, I would find somebody that knew how to work this in your favor. Take those years of famine and set aside a percentage for those times that you're going to go through the famine. And that's what we mean by turning your favor on your famine. You remember that from last year, right? I mean last week. There's going to be some highs, but there's going to be some lows. I don't quit when there's lows. Listen, if I quitted Every time there was a low, I would have resigned this church probably, how long have I been here? At least 48 times. I'd have resigned every year because there's lows all the time. That air conditioner going out. I'm thinking, dear God, we're blessed of the Lord, and now an air conditioner goes out. That's okay. I'll just turn my favor on the famine and fix it. Amen. Are you with me this morning? We're going to have some famines. We're going to have some hard times. But the good news is we can, through those bad times, make it through. Weeping might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So we rejoice in those times. In all things, we rejoice. Okay. I said last week that one of the reasons some people just continue to just have depression in their lives, or they continue to have these negative things happen in their life, is because they're looking through a vacuum. All they see is where they are right now. They only see where they're at today. They forget where they were at yesterday, last week, last month. Darlene and I can look back over our lives, and we can see the hand of God upon us so many times, but we can also see the battles. And Mark and Carol, you know some of the battles we've gone through for years and years and years and years. But you know what? The good times outweigh the bad times. Besides that, one good time will help you forget about all the bad times of the past. I'm telling you, trust me. I've been there. One good time will just, it's kind of like a mama having a baby. You know, we daddies sit back and say, oh, look at that. Here he comes. Here he comes. He's coming. You know, thank you, Lord. I'm in church. And so, you think, oh, isn't he so sweet and cute? But mama's laying in the bed screaming her eyes, screaming her head off, screaming her lungs out, and just, you know, say, this hurts, this hurts, this hurts. But how many knows that after the baby is born, the joy overrides the pain, I guess. Am I right, women? The joy overrides the pain. You know what? The joy comes in the morning is going to override the weeping that lasted for a night. Amen? And so we need to stop just looking at where we are right now. Look at where the Lord has brought you from. Can you do that? Look, take a moment. Just think about where you have been. So I'm here to tell you this morning that your famine is not the problem. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'll say it again. Your famine is not the problem. Stop focusing on the famine. Remember the good times. The famine in your life is not the problem. How does God want us to deal with that famine? Turn your favor on your famine. So I want you to get into the habit of every day of your life declaring with your mouth. You know what? You may not believe it at first, but you know the more you say something, you'll eventually believe it. Start saying and believing, I have the favor of the Lord. I walk in the divine favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord chases me down every day. Start speaking, I have the favor of God. In fact, let's just stop right now and declare it out loud. I have the favor of the Lord. So I want to talk to you for just a few minutes now. It's early, about walking continually in the favor. And I believe God is saying to Solid Rock, if we will continue, listen, here's the key word, continue to decree it, decree the favor of God in your life every day, then there will come a time when it will manifest every day. I really believe that. The favor of the Lord will manifest as you declare it every day. The favor of the Lord will manifest. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it will be established. Listen to what the word established means in the Hebrew. If you say it enough times, eventually it'll become a common occurrence in your life. Did you hear me? It's going to be established. And established simply means if you say it enough, declare it, and it'll be established. If you say it enough times, eventually it will become a common occurrence in your life. I don't just say it once. I don't just say it because the pastor said repeat after me. I don't just say it because it really, really happened. I think I'll say it. No, it's a daily confession. It's a daily releasing your faith by saying, I receive the favor of the Lord today. In fact, that ought to be the first thing come out of your mouth of the mornings. I have the favor of the Lord. Now, sometimes it may manifest in big things, but how many knows, even if it's a little thing, you should declare the favor of the Lord. I mean, there's been times that we pull up to a crowded shopping mall, and there would be somebody just pull right out of the front parking spot, and I'd say, thank you, Jesus, we got a great parking spot. Listen, you ought to say, that's the favor of the Lord. Unless you feel like you need to walk a half acre to walk it off, okay? That's all right. But if you don't want to walk it off and you want to close, I don't walk around saying, I got a favor, I got a great parking spot. I just walk, if I pull in there and there's one there, I say, thank you, Lord, that's the favor of, look at that, Darlene. They pulled out just about the time we got here, right up in the front. That's the favor of the Lord. Somebody said, no, that's a coincidence. I don't believe in luck. I believe that's the favor of the Lord. Now, if I choose to give it to somebody else, that's all right. But that was the favor of the Lord. How many is with me today? And I tell you what, you need to just, stop where you're at and declare it out loud. You don't think it in your mind. Yeah, we think it, but we need to go further than thinking it. We need to speak it out our mouth. Thank you, Lord. That was the favor of the Lord. Amen. And the more you do that, listen, the more you do that, the more you'll expect it. And the more you expect it, the more you'll see it. Amen. And the more you see it, the more it'll happen. It'll just be... Okay, let me give you Psalms. Did we do Psalms 5, Brother or Sister Kendra? Psalms chapter 5, verse 12 from the Amplified Bible says... I did just buy a new computer back there, too. We have a brand new computer. Expensive computer. That works, runs real fast. Verse 12. Nick, did she get the notes? Huh? Oh. Wasn't in the notes. I see it now. You just took off 3 minutes. You just added 3 minutes to the preaching time. It's my fault. Okay. Look at this scripture. Psalms 5:12, Amplified Version. For you, Lord, will bless the righteous, him who is upright and in right standing with you. Is anybody in this church upright and right standing with God today? Amen. Are you? Yes. Are you? Yes. Okay. As with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. Amen. Write that down. Put that in your notebook. Psalms 5 and 12. The Lord will bless those that are righteous. As with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. Notice the Lord blesses. He blesses the righteous, and then he surrounds us with goodwill. Amen. He surrounds us. You know what that word surround means? I think another translation says compasses. He will compass you with goodwill and with favor. He compasses us. So say this with me. God blesses me, and God surrounds me with favor. Amen. And thank God, I believe we're entitled. And don't take that in a haughty way. I'm entitled because I am the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians, I believe it is 5:21. The Bible says he will surround it. You know what that means? That means, Dustin, everywhere I go, if he surrounds me, everywhere I go, the favor of God is with me. His presence is with me. His divine protection is with me. His blessings are with me. I'd be real happy if somebody just have a Pentecostal shout in this house today. When other people are pulling their hair out, trying to figure out what to do, you can count on the favor of God. You can count on the favor of God. So we're teaching how to walk in the favor of God, how to expect the favor of God, and don't just think it's going to happen automatically. There's something that we have to do. How many knows nothing happens automatically with God? It always involves your faith. It always involves you participating, working alongside the Lord with your faith and with your mouth. Amen. So just like you have to develop your faith to walk in love, and how many knows with some people you really got to develop your faith, right, to walk in love? Just as you develop your faith to walk in healing, you have to develop your faith to walk in the divine favor of God. How do you get in the divine favor of God? How do you get to where you experience it every day? I want to tell you something. If it's nothing more, and this is in my notes, Gary, it's nothing more than going to a restaurant and you get ready to pay the bill and you ask the server for the bill and they say, that person over there already took care of it. You know what you do? You say, that's the favor of the Lord. When do you say that? When you get in the car and nobody can hear you? Absolutely not. You say it right in front of that waiter. You say it right in front of that service person. That was the... Now, they may look at you strange, and they may think, what in the world are you talking about? But you're declaring right then and there, that was the favor of God. Amen. Friday evening, Lou was with me. We went through Starbucks. I said, I got to have a coffee before I drive down to Steelville. I got up there and got ready to pay, and they said, you don't have to pay, sir. Another person paid for it. What did I say? That's the favor of God. That's the favor of the Lord. Now, some of you looking at me this morning like you don't really believe what I'm talking about, but just stick around, okay? Stick around. Open up your hearts. Let's get ready to receive today. So what did I do? I said, can I just go ahead and pay for the car behind me? I just want to pay for them because somebody, two cars in front of me blessed me, so I want to bless the car behind me. And they got the favor of the Lord. They probably didn't know it was the favor of the Lord, but it was the favor of the Lord. Amen. So learn, whenever it happens, that's the favor of the Lord. What happens? You begin to develop faith for that. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing the word come out your mouth. I believe that was the favor of God. That was the favor of God. And I'm going to tell you what, we're living in times today when we better have the favor of God on our life. These are not good times that we're living in. But with the favor of God, thank God we can turn it on our famine. Amen. I said this last week. I believe I'll say it again. Favor will open doors that no man can shut. Favor will change rules and regulations and policies. We've seen it. We've seen it in airports where it changes regulations and rules and policy. Favor will cause you to experience what other people can only dream of. Favor is even more powerful than seniority. I've seen people get raises on the jobs that wasn't there as long as somebody else, and they didn't get the raise. Huh? Favor can get you a job when nobody's getting a job. That's the favor of the Lord. All the men said, amen. Favor can cause you to have a raise when nobody else is getting raises. I can open up this congregation today and there would be people that would say, I have a testimony about how I got a raise. I didn't deserve it. Dwayne, your hand ought to go up first. You didn't deserve it, but you got it. No. We try to give our staff a raise every year, and I promise you it's not a 2 or 3% raise. It's not a cost of living raise. But you know what? That's the favor of the Lord. That's the favor of the Lord. I got a notice the other day that my Social Security check's going up. That's the favor of the Lord. Especially when it's as small as mine. But it's going to get bigger. Favor of the Lord. Amen. Psalms 27:13, Amplified. Do we've got that, Kendra? Good. It says, What would have become of me? I would have fainted had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Anybody living in the land of the living? I would have fainted had I kept looking at my problem. If I'd have kept staring at the situation that I'm going through today, I would have fainted. Some of y'all need to grab a hold of this because some of you are still at the same level you were at 5 years ago. Grab a hold of this. Take a step up in your walk with God. Take a step up in your maturity. And let's realize, had it not been for the goodness of God, you wouldn't even be here today. Amen. And we've got to, isn't that right, Rick? We've got to acknowledge that's the favor of the Lord. What would have happened to me had I not acknowledged the goodness of the Lord? Dwayne, I don't even want to think about what would have happened to you or me or everybody else in this church had it not been for the goodness of the Lord. Amen? Where would I be today? Think about that. Where would you be today had it not? I guarantee you one thing. I would not be here. I would not be pastoring this church. I would not be in Farmington, Missouri if it wasn't for the goodness of the Lord. Hello? Allow me just to go a little more personal with that. I don't think that had I not experienced the goodness of the Lord, I wouldn't have what I have today. I'm not rich, but I have everything I want. I do. I really have everything I want. My wanter just doesn't want as much as it used to want. And someday you younger people will grow into that. I don't have to have a new car every 2 years now. You know, but what I have, I have. I thank God it's the favor of the Lord. I mean, from my socks to my head, I declare the favor of the Lord. Hey, I'm wearing a $30 pair of socks. Look at that. Just plain black socks, $30. Most of you probably got some too because we gave them away here at Solid Rock. That's the favor of the Lord. Anybody get those Bombardi socks? Yeah. Bombas. Did you get those Bombas socks? $30 a pair. We give them out free. We had hundreds of pairs of them. That's the favor of the Lord. I'd never pay $30 for a pair of socks. I don't even like paying $5. Now I might get three for five. That's the favor of the Lord. Stop and declare. Woo, that's the favor of the Lord. When Solid Rock puts all those goods back there on those tables and you get ready to walk out, Solid Rock didn't pay for those. That's the favor of the Lord. That's the favor of the Lord. That's the favor of the Lord. Huh? Yeah, all the clothes back there that donated to women around the world. That's the favor of the Lord. Who would have thought that this little boutique in St. Louis would even think about Solid Rock Family Church way down in Farmington, Missouri? They're in an elite part of St. Louis. They're up there in the Clayton area, and it's an elite store. I don't even like it when my wife goes in there to look around. Even though they give us all that stuff for the women around the world, she still wants to walk in there and feel like she should buy something because they gave it to us. But listen, that's okay. She can afford it. But listen, we should thank God. $5 for that $100 dress? Huh? Come on, church. That's the favor of the Lord. I said, that's the favor. You know what? I would not be married to Darlene had it not been for the favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord gave me the best wife in the world. And you men ought to say that about your wife. I got the best one in the world. Amen. The favor of the Lord. Amen. The car that I drive, the house that I live in. I could give you a testimony about the house that I live in. Mark and Carol looked at that house when it was for sale. And they didn't like it because it was on a dirt road. But when we bought it, they'd already blacktopped the road and everything. And I don't know what they were asking for it when you looked for it, when you was looking at it. But when we looked at it, they was asking a particular price for it. And we offered them $30,000 or $40,000 less, and they took it. And you would not believe what we paid for that house with how many acres? I don't know, 7, 8 acres? I don't know how many acres I got out there. But and the favor of the Lord also says I've never had to mow it. But I might buy your tractor someday, Alex, and start mowing my own yard. You feel sorry for me, Dwayne? Those of you that were here Wednesday night, I taught about how to vacuum a rug. Make sure you have straight lines, because if you don't, that's not real vacuuming. And Dwayne vacuums my yard so pretty every week. Another word for goodness. David said, what would have happened to me had I not believed to see the goodness of the Lord? The word synonymous with goodness is favor. Had I not seen the favor of the Lord? Are anybody getting this today? Are anybody? I attribute everything I have to the favor of the Lord. If you get a good buy on something, that's the favor of the Lord. Amen. Okay, I want to go to Genesis chapter 12. I think I want to go there in just a minute. God says to Abraham, I will bless you. I will make your name great. Did I give you that scripture? Yeah, I did. Genesis 12, 2 and 3. Genesis 12, 2 and 3. Listen to this. Amplified. Somebody says, why do you use the Amplified? Because it amplifies How many of those, there are certain Greek words and Hebrew words that have more than one meaning? And you know, the word love in the New Testament, at least three or four meanings for that word love, but it always says love in the Greek. And in the Hebrew, there's words that mean more than one thing. And the Amplified really amplifies some of the Hebrew words here that I want you to see. And I will make of you, this is God speaking to Abraham, I will make you a great nation, I will bless you, and here's the Amplified, with abundant increase of favors. Can you all see that? Is it up there? Abundant increase of favors, and I will make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing. Do you know you can't be a blessing if you ain't a blessing? Thou shalt be a blessing so that you can be a blessing. Amen. God doesn't say, I'm going to make you a blessing so that you can just keep adding to your portfolio. No, you're going to be a blessing so you can bless others. Now listen, it doesn't stop there. When he says, I want you to be a blessing, dispensing good to others. And I will bless those who bless you, who confirm prosperity or happiness upon you, and I will curse him who curses you, uses insolent language toward you, and in you will all the families and the kindred of the earth be blessed. Let me read that again. In you shall all the families and kinfolk be blessed. I want to ask you something. Are you in the earth today? Are you a part of Abraham's family? Are you redeemed? Then we are Abraham. The Bible says, because we are believers, we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Would somebody just wave at me and say, good preaching, Pastor? God pronounced these blessings upon Abraham, and he says, I'm going to give you an abundance of favor. Yeah, Brother Rhodes, but that's Old Testament. Well, that's okay, because all Scripture and for doctrine, reproof. Okay, you know it, don't you? Okay, he pronounced the blessing, but now listen, he pronounced the blessing and then he bestowed upon him favor. He announced the blessing, then he bestowed upon favor. He announced the blessing and then he gave him two spiritual forces there, blessing and favor. Blessing and favor kind of go hand in hand, don't they? Blessing and favor. Anybody here today feel blessed? Huh? Anybody today feel favored of the Lord? How many feels like the job you got was a blessing from God? Amen. Look at the hands. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. The job that I have is the favor of the Lord. The job that I do for St. Francis County, it's the favor of the Lord. I don't get paid cash for it, but it's the favor of the Lord. God blesses me for doing it. And you know what? Sometimes we need to do something for people just to volunteer. Sometimes we need to just quit saying, what's in it for me? Woo! That's another message. Maybe next Sunday. No, it's Father's Day, isn't it? Blessing and favor the rest of his life. Now notice Genesis 12. Everybody say Genesis 12. That's when God pronounced the blessing on Abraham. Now let's look at chapter 13. Chapter 13, the very next chapter. Abraham went out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south country of Judah and Negeb. Now Abraham. Everybody say, now Abraham. Now Abraham was extremely rich in livestock and in silver and in gold. One chapter. I don't know how long it was, but it was only one chapter in the Bible, right? God said, I'm going to bestow upon you blessings and favor. And the next chapter, he is extremely wealthy because of the favor of God. Now, we're going to drop down about 11 verses or 11 chapters and look at chapter 21. I'm going to read it quickly. Now, Genesis 24, verse 1. Now, Abraham was old. He was well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Does that give anybody goosebumps? Does that make the hair stand up on the back? Doesn't that just do something to you? And he was blessed in all things. Now, I don't know how many years it was from then to then, but he was well advanced in years. Are you hearing me? Now, we know that the blessings of God is an empowerment to prosper, to succeed, to increase, to multiply, to excel, to rise above whatever tries to keep you down or hold you back. That's what the blessing was designed to do. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Those, this is Galatians chapter 3. You don't have this. So then those who are people of faith, whether Jew or Gentile, are blessed and favored by God and declared free from guilt and sin and the penalty along with Abraham, the believer. The promise that God made to Abraham is for you, Alex. It's for you, Dustin. Gabriel, it's for you. Because we are believers in Christ Jesus. We are blessed with faithful Abraham. I am the seed of Abraham. Anybody remember that song? Would you like for Dwayne to come up and sing it? The Bible says that another verse, Christ purchased our freedom, redeemed us from the curse of the law, and its condemnation by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessings of Abraham might also come upon you Gentiles. Whew. Man, that just blesses me. You know, there's a scripture, I don't know if I can get into it today or not, but there's a scripture that David said, it's awesome, says, whatever God blesses is blessed forever. Say that with me. Whatever God blesses is blessed forever. Isn't that awesome? Sometimes we think, oh, that was the favor of the Lord. That was the blessing of the Lord. But you know what? That's not the last one. There's more to come. There's a book in Psalms, or there's a verse in the book of Psalms that says his favor is for a lifetime. His favor is for a lifetime. Is this helping anybody today? Man, after today, you should never be the same. After today, I expect to hear that was the favor of the Lord. I'll be sitting in Pasta House way on the other side of the room, and I'll hear somebody say, that was the favor of the Lord. And I know you were listening. Amen. Favor. Wow, this is my last page. I'm done. Yeah, I know. How did I skip a page? Did I skip a page or two? No, it don't look like it. Don't ag me on. I can find something to preach for another 20 minutes. I believe that if you will focus more and more and develop your faith, you're going to see it happen more and more in your life. And what better time to enjoy the favor of the Lord than in 2024? When everything around us seems to be crumbling. This is not the best of times for the United States of America. But you know what? Jesse Duplantis preached at a funeral for Jerry Savelle. And he said, it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. It was the best of times and it was the worst of times. We've had them both, haven't we? But God is faithful. Amen. Would you like to stand to your feet with me this morning? I want you to say this with me, and I want you to say it out loud. I want you to say it like you believe it. And if you can't remember this, go back and write it down, okay? Somebody's already asked me for the notes for last week and today, and I'm going to send them to them. But if you can't remember this, go back and listen. Write this down. Put it on your mirrors. Put it on your doors. Put it on the refrigerator door, the one you open the most, and look what it says. Say this with me. Favor will open doors that no man can open. Favor will open doors that no man can shut. Favor will change rules, regulations, and policies. Favor will cause me to experience what other people only dream of. Favor is more powerful than seniority. Favor can get me a job when nobody else can get a job. And favor will get me a raise when nobody else is getting raises. Do y'all believe that this morning? Give God a praise. If you believe that this morning, give God a praise. The favor of the Lord is upon this house. The favor of the Lord is upon this house. I'm telling you. Solid rock has the favor of God. Amen. Tiffany told her mom, said, Mom, everywhere you go, the favor of the Lord is upon you. And I declare a great big amen with that. And you know what? We just start believing it. Start saying it. Start trusting in the word of the Lord. Trust me. I do this for a living, okay? Believe what I'm telling you. It works. The favor of the Lord. Amen? Praise God.